if God's moving on the pastor, sometimes that somebody's dealing with something in their life, okay, with the same thing. Because you ever been at church somewhere and you're like, he read my mail this week, you know. I'm not saying that this is you, but I want to bring this out. And the word the Lord gave me was fear. Well, we like that one, don't we? Mm-hmm. Fear. And, man, I've had a few weeks of just, does anybody feel some overwhelming stuff in their life? You can either do this or not.
Amen.
And I'll know that, okay. All right, so, you know, and I'm not even going to go into some of those things that I've dealt with, but sometimes we don't recognize it. Fear is something that creeps in that we just we don't think about in our life. And, you know, and you can even be reading about God in His Word and everything else, and it still can creep in your life. So, you know, it's not that maybe you're away from God or, you know, you're not in right standing with Him. It's just something we deal with within life itself. And the Lord told me, you know, when I started praying about it and studying on this and wrote some stuff down, there's two kinds of fear. And I wrote this down. Fear is a problem we all face at one time or another. And the dictionary describes this, defines fear as a distressing emotion caused by impending danger, evil, pain, etc. Anybody experiencing any of those? Maybe all of those, if you're me lately. So, and one of the things that men don't like to admit, that we'd have any fear. Right, Joe, you're on the front row, I'm gonna pick on you. Got any fears?
Nah.
Good. But the truth is, we deal with it too. All right? And so, but there's a secondary definition that's totally different when applied to God. And I'll explain it more in just a second here, but the first kind of fear is a fear the path. I feared the past until I realized that I couldn't get hurt no longer. I used to fear some of the past. In other words, oh, am I going to slip up here? Am I going to drink again? Am I going to smoke again? Or whatever it is. Am I going to, you know, obsess on this or that? So that's the type of fear. And I feared being alone. I fear being alone. So we make bad decisions. We make bad choices. We get in more bad relationships. Okay? I fear failure. This is the one for me. You know, I never want to fail at anything, really. I like to accomplish something. I'm goal-oriented. But I fear failure sometimes.
Amen.
You know?
Me too.
And we fear that. And fear of rejection. Being rejected is one of the hardest things it is, isn't it? When somebody, it's almost like spits in your face with something, even a comment or something, being rejected. Fear pain. I deal with that. I got chronic pain. I deal with that on a daily basis. And sometimes it's overwhelming. And it grabs a hold of me and I start fearing. I don't fear death. I fear living.
Come on, preach it. Yes.
Come on. Somebody
yes.
needs to hear me this
yes.
morning. You can fear living, not
yes.
dying. Because I know sometimes I honestly have prayed, Lord, take me. I'm ready.
Come on.
But that ain't what God's will is.
Yes.
Right? It ain't what God's will is, or He done took me.
Yes.
So, and the other thing was that I fear the truth.
Come on.
Until I saw the ugliness of a lie. Does that make sense? The ugliness of the lie is, I feared hate until I saw that hate was nothing more than just being ignorant. It's just being ignorant. Because what does hate do for you? Nothing. It gets you all bound up. The other person don't, they ain't losing sleep over whatever you're going through.
They don't care.
They don't care. What? They could care less. They're not losing sleep. And some people fear death. We don't fear that it's really just a new beginning. Right, Brother Chris? Death is really just it's the start of everlasting
Amen.
Life. We're going through the Bible right now, and we're teaching Genesis. And we're in Genesis 4. And this is where the Lord's led us to lead our group, our church here, into all the way through the Bible, preach through the Bible. So it's just a new beginning. So we shouldn't fear death, right? Now there's another meaning of fear real quickly, and it's used with God. And I want to read from this book here that I had. This use of word fear doesn't refer to distressed emotions caused by possibility of evil, pain, or danger like I talked to a minute ago. It actually means something altogether different. And the definition in the dictionary is reverential.
Yes.
Reverential.
You did it.
That's hard for a reverend. Reverential awe towards God. It's a reverential awe to God. To put it in simple terms, it's more of a fear of God and making sense that you reverence Him and you're in awe of Him. The fear of the Lord, John Bevere wrote a book about it, and it's an awesome book if you ever want a reading of John Bevere. The fear of the Lord is one of the most overlooked things there is in the church today. Because the fact that you don't really understand, there's not only a reverence of fear of God, but it's really that you fear God. That not because He's a vengeful, wrathful God or whatever, but someone you love, you don't want to make them. You don't want to make them sadder. You don't want, even though God doesn't do that, but you understand what I'm saying? The contents of fearing God that way. And anyone who fears God needs to fear nothing else, he wrote in here. The fear of God kills all other fears.
Mm.
When you fear God that way, all other fears has to go. There is no emotional part then. It's a reverence that God's got this. You just have to have faith and trust in Him and walk in that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, when you compare these two definitions, the reality is that only as we respect God, we can find His help to overcome our fears and in life, in people, and circumstances. So, I don't know who this is for today. Maybe just for me. But I know that God wanted to impress me to talk real briefly on this morning. And since fear is unreasonable, never tries to reason with it, you never try to reason with it, so-called positive thinking is no weapon against fear. Now that was good. I wrote that. So-called positive thinking. You can positive thinking all you want, but the reality is fear is what it is. Right? And you can't convince yourself any different in that it is reality. It is a reality. So, I wrote this down. Is there something or someone you fear? Focus on Almighty God. Think of His power. Put your faith in Him, and your fears will not be so overwhelming. In fact, they may even disappear. And John 1:4-8, perfect love does what?
Cast out
all fear. And He is perfect. God is perfect. When we place Him on the throne where He is, fear's got to go. It's got to go out of your life. So if anybody's going through something right now, God's got it. Put your faith and hope and trust in Him.
Yes.
Surrender to Him. You know, we think that it's we surrender to God and it's all over, you know, everything's going to be good. No! We talked this morning in discipleship about it. Life challenging, is it not? Life is challenging. Come on up, Brother Chris, and share what God's got.